Hello, true believers, and welcome to Dexcelsior Hot Takes, the little mini episodes where we review a newly announced hero. And we have the Hulk today. We just watched the Marvel stream for the announcement of the Hulk, and we're so excited to talk about this. I'm so pumped for Hulk. We've got Sam. What's up, Sam?
John, this is the first Hot Takes you've been on.
I know. I'm so glad I finally get to be on Hot Takes. I've got some crud that I'm getting over, but I'm like, you know what? I've got to be on a Hot Takes. It's been so long since I've been on Hot Takes. There's Carlos. What's up, Carlos?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
Excellent. There's Ben. How's it going, Ben?
I'm doing pretty well.
Awesome. And Matt. What's up, Matt?
Matt hangry. Matt want to go alone. That's my
finally. I was so disappointed in us. Nobody did a pun.
Oh my gosh. Well, Hulk, guys, Hulk is here. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for Hulk.
I'm so surprised.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know, right?
Didn't we see this coming?
But seriously, I'm more surprised by just how fitting he feels and how I never expected something exactly how they did him.
Yes, I know. We all had our theories. I know I had my theories on how they were going to do Hulk, but nope. I found that with FFG to be the case, that often when I try to theorize about what they're going to do for a card, it's completely off what I'm thinking.
And it's completely better than what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Oh, I'm so excited. All right. Well, first things first.
He's not the grief I thought he'd be.
Yeah, no. No griefing. Yay. Sam doesn't have a grief card. Yay.
Something ally.
Well, first things first, before we get into his cards and his
there is stuff. A card that we could try to take it as Griff. It's also the best card that was spoiled today.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I won't talk about that
until
later.
We'll get there. What are you guys' general thoughts on the stream? Anything? Ben, like thoughts on stream / article?
Well, I mean, Hulk seems like the most straightforward hero since the core set. Honestly, he does one thing, he does it well. He just smashes.
He does it really well.
I will say straightforward does not mean easy to play.
Or boring.
He's less. Yeah, but I mean,
like, there's room. Because, like, how much can I get away with other resources?
I like the fact that it'll be an interesting challenge to build an all physical deck or as much physical as possible.
That was really exciting to hear. That's a cool thing they're doing, because it said 14 out of the 15 cards in his little hero cluster are physical. So that's very different than what they've done before, where it's kind of an even split. I don't know. I've never really, like, counted myself, but I imagine it's more of an even split, and they try to.
I think it's going to be support. That's the one.
You think so?
Probably. Yeah, I feel pretty certain.
Also, we ruled out
maybe
that's not wild.
Because I know they had one. He said he's going to have a couple cards that are going to be good for thwarting. Maybe those will have it.
I'm very
But he said it's only going to be like two cards.
You know what? Card's going to be really good in Hulk deck. Hulk ally.
I don't think you can actually include him in the deck.
Oh, yeah.
Can't include him in the deck, and he doesn't even have a physical resource. He has an energy.
Yes.
Even good in the deck, and he can't even be put in there. But I know, when I was watching the stream today, I didn't get to listen to it with audio until after. I was in the middle of class. I was in piano, and I had my computer up, and I had one window with the music and one window with the stream. And when they put one card up here and I read it, I laughed out loud in the middle of class. And I'll let you know what card it was, but I think you can guess what it is when we read the effect.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we get to reading some cards right away? Sam, why don't you read Bruce Banner?
Okay, Bruce Banner is a unique alter ego with the genius and scientist trait, with four recover, with an experimental research action. Draw one card, choose and discard a card from your hand, limit once per round, with a hand size of 5 and a hit point of an all-time high of 18.
18 hit points.
18 hit points. That's so many hit points. Endurance gives you
3, I think. Is it
21?
Yeah, 21.
To put you at 21, and one of his cards will put you even higher. Like, that's so many hit points. You can just sit hero form.
You're getting to the point where you've got more health than some villains. That's insane. That's so many hit points.
That's funny.
The ability isn't even that half bad either. I mean, hand filtering, we've already seen with Ms. Marvel, or Captain Marvel, that that's not a bad thing, even though she gets to heal with it. But, like, even still, most of the time you're going to spend your form in Hulk form, so, I mean, you're not using it as much in general.
More important about his ability, which why I think it's so good, is that you draw the card, and then you choose which one to discard. Like, yes. If it be discard a card and draw a card, it's like, now you draw it, and you're very clear that you're just going to discard a card that you less need, and that's a lot easier to know. But it's a safe ability to use, as opposed to Ms. Marvel, to Captain Marvel's ability that's a little bit in the risky.
On the other hand, it's, you're getting a card, but you still discard. You're not gaining anything, and he still has a hand size of 5. And then I just look at Captain Marvel, it's like, draw a card. Spider-Man, I'm going to get a card here. America, here's a discount. Even Thor can bring his hammer around.
It's not like you can hold cards in your hand when you're smashing things. You'll just destroy the cards. So.
Look at those stats. 4 recovery and 18 hit points. I'm not disappointed in this card at all. I mean, you have to balance it out somewhere, and you get that balance in his hand size. And then the ability, most of the time you're going to spend in hero form anyway. So, like,
I'd rather have recovery.
And it's not even a bad ability.
Extra hit points, personally. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have 5 recovery than those few extra hit points. I'd rather be able
to stay in here more longer.
Yeah.
And then you can also play downtime and recover for 6. That's a third of your starting hit points.
Yeah, downtime will be good.
Yeah. Well, let's go on to his hero form.
Anyways, you guys are all wrong. Like, recovery could be 0 for the way that I'm going to play him. Like, if you recover with Hulk, you're not playing Hulk right.
Well, let's keep going. Let's go on to his hero form. Hulk is the unique hero. He has 0 thwart, appropriate, 3 attack, 3 defense, an Avenger and Gamma traded, and he has the Enraged ability. Forced interrupt, when your turn ends, discard your hand. And he has a hand size of 4 with 18 hit points. So that seems to be a common theme with some of the heroes that are more like, I guess, all about smashing face and not as, I guess, in the brains department, is their hand size is smaller. But
yeah,
I don't know. This is interesting. I think it's more
tied into their stats. Like, I mean, if you look at Thor, while Thor doesn't have the best stat line, he has a really high amount of hit points, and he's getting cards from his ability. If you look at She-Hulk, she has 7 in her thwart attack and defense totaled up, which is 1 more than the average.
Yeah.
So, like, you really get that balance there. And also, I mean, it kind of feels appropriate with this kind of hero.
Yeah,
agreed.
He's not about planning for the future. He is all about just right now, I'm going to smash whatever the biggest thing is in front of me.
Yeah, I mean, talk about that. His flavor text is very fitting. Hulk is not sorry. Hulk is Hulk. Hulk, he doesn't need your hard drawn hands.
He's not sorry about his hand size.
It's weird that he has like a downside. He's the first hero with a downside ability. He doesn't doesn't have a positive ability. Like, I feel like Hulk is going to rely on his like 15 card signature deck to do most of the heavy lifting, because his identity doesn't seem as great as the other heroes.
He's a three attack for defense. Counterpunch.
Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah, counterpunch. That's a good point. I didn't think about that for some reason. Oh,
that's a really good protection Hulk card. Wow.
A note on something you said, I think a hero that has a notable downside is having to put Captain Marvel's helmet in your deck whenever you choose.
Oh, my gosh. Get over it.
I was saying,
that's get over it.
Or card.
Playing She-Hulk. That's another downside.
She-Hulk has
we'll get to that.
Amazing abilities.
Playing her deck is a downside.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Let's keep it here, though. So great raw stats, like the highest you can get in attack and defense. 0 thwart is kind of obvious. I think everybody saw that coming. Like, Hulk doesn't thwart. He just smashes things.
I'm surprised it's a 0, not a dash.
Yeah, I kind of wish it was a dash.
I mean, Hulk in the comics does do... He's not completely stupid. Like, he does mess up around with plans.
Sure.
But, yeah, no. 0 floor makes sense.
This feels like Ragnarok Hulk to me from the movies, where he kind of just... He can talk, but he's not the most intelligent person.
Yeah.
It's not Devil Hulk from the Immortal Hulk, Matt. It's definitely not that. This is what do they call him?
Savage Hulk.
Big guy. Yeah, this is the big guy. Hulk. The Savage Hulk.
Credible? Is that a good use to, word to use?
Savage is the word I would use.
Well, let's keep going. We got another card here. Hulk Smash. I'm excited for this
Hulk
one, Matt.
Hulk Smash.
What you got?
It is a 3-cost event. It's a superpower trait. And it's the hero. It has a physical resource and hero interrupt. When you make a basic attack, you get +10 attack for the attack. If you paid for this card using only physical resources, that attack gains overkill.
Well, this is the one I laughed about.
My eyes were popping out of my head. This is a smash card.
This is the card that I was laughing to in class. I mean, the first one I saw was the resource card that we'll get to in a second. And then I saw this and I was like, this is amazing. I mean,
yeah, I was like, you 10 attack, okay, for 13. 10 attack. My gosh.
It's insane. Yeah,
so good.
It's like, okay, I'm going to kill MODOK here and then I'm still going to do an uppercut to the face.
Oh my gosh.
Those Ultron drones. He used the Ultron drone to punch Ultron.
The Ultron pulp.
I mean, I feel like we're missing something. We missed it on the other card. Matt, help us, but we almost missed it. Is the flavor text? It's the best part of that card. When Hulk smashed something, it stays smashed.
That's so true. Oh my damn
screen. Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's some pretty rocking art.
This is such a cool card.
You know, my biggest problem with this pack, it's all the amazing art on the cards, and they just said, "Now let's just take the worst art in the world and put it on that playmat."
I like the playmat.
Physical only will be a interesting deck building challenge because, like, without the overkill, I mean, 13 damage to the villain itself is pretty good for this cost. But getting that overkill will be a bit tricky if you're not careful.
Not if you use that limitless strength we'll get to in a minute.
Yeah.
I think we can get to that right now.
I think so, yeah. How are we going to pay for a 3-cost card if our hand size is only 4, Ben?
There's limitless strength. It's a resource. It has 3 physical icons, but you can only spend this card in hero form. So, that's pretty great. It's energy absorption, but physical, but you can only play it when you're a hero form.
I love that restriction. So thematic.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's
like, mechanically, I like it a lot.
And it's such a good art, too. That should have been the playmat art.
Yeah.
You can really feel like if you play limited and then a Hulk mash, and you look at the, like, you just play slowly and you look at the art and you appreciate it. It's the most fun you're ever going to have in this game.
Yeah, I just imagine playing this and then using it to pay for Hulk Smash, and I can feel the force from that.
Yeah.
You can also feel one of the Wrecking Crew guys dying.
That's true. You can one-shot a Wrecking Crew guy in solo with this.
And Claw and...
Hold on, say that again. Say that again, Carlos. You cut out for me.
Claw, you can on one-shot Claw standard.
Oh my gosh.
If you use 2, you can also one-shot Rhino standard.
Yeah, and I think they said there's 2 Hulk Smashes in the deck, didn't they?
Turn 1, Hulk Smash. Turn 2, Hulk Smash, we're done.
It's just like the scene in Avengers where you just grab Loki and just boom, 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 boom. Like, okay, done here. Oh, so good. Oh my gosh, it's so
Hulk
fun.
Hulk is just shaping up to be a great hero.
Let's keep going. Carlos, why don't you read the next one?
Unstoppable Force. It's a 2-cost event. Action, ready Hulk. If you pay for this card using only physical resource, draw 1 card.
Oh, that's so Boom. Good. So Boom. Good.
Somebody stop Hulk.
Somebody say stunned. Who cares? Somebody say exhausted. Who cares? The smashing never stop.
I'm like defense. Who cares?
See, this is so much better than 1-2 punch. because it's an unconditional ready. It's just ready. You don't have to attack to ready. It's just ready. Like, oh, I wish, I don't know. And we'll talk about that in a second, but some of the shortcomings of She-Hulk kind of became apparent with some
and,
of the Hulk.
And so, getting you can use a Hellcarrier to reduce the cost, so you only need one physical resource. It makes it easier, a bit easier to get the all physical requirement.
Yeah, and then you're kind of replacing the card that you paid with. Yeah, the draw is
even
nice.
If you don't have a Hellcarrier and you pay for this, you're still gonna have, if you paid with physical resource icons, you're still gonna have paid the same you would for 1-2 punch, which is a much more limited card.
Yeah,
and this is just great.
I think Hulk is definitely gonna want enhanced physique for the physical resources.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Like that feels like an auto include three of if you're including any non-physical icons in your deck.
What's great. Next? Immovable object, Sam.
Immovable object. It's a 3-cost upgrade with the physical icon. It's a condition traded, and you get +4 hit points. Hulk gains retaliate 1. Hulk, never give up, never surrender. That's some inspirational words.
But Galaxy Quest words from Hulk.
22 hit points. And if you have Endurance, you're at 25 hit points. And now you have Retaliate. Do you ever need to flip back?
No, you don't.
Just sit there and take the damage and play cards like the Aggression one we'll talk about when the pack releases. And you Retaliate, and then you just Hulk smash and win the game. Hulk seems so powerful.
Dude, that's what I mean. Like, I mean, yes, you should be responsible and recover sometimes, but should you? Like, I would really... I don't like recover. I mean, I think I said that before. I mean, you have to do it, but I think when I'm recovering, I feel that I'm getting a little bit bored. And my thing was trying to play, like, full-suited Iron Man without ever recovering. With the Hulk, it's just going to be so much easier never to recover. 3 defense? You're recovering for 3 points every time you turn sideways to defend. 3 recover there. That's your recover. No, you don't recover. Hulk doesn't recover. Hulk smash.
If with cards in Doctor Strange's pack, Unflappable, Desperate Defense, and then Indomitable from the core set, you're going to be able to defend and ready, maybe draw some extra cards along the way, and then just smash. Like, Hulk, you don't need Banner. Puny Banner, go Hulk.
I love that this gives you Retaliate 1-2. I'm picturing that because, like, you know, somebody tries to punch Hulk and they're like, ow, that hurt my hand. Yeah. Like, you're really going to try to punch the Hulk, really?
And I like the names too. Real me this. What happens when the movable object meets the unstoppable force?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Hulk claps.
Yeah, that's right.
Speaking on what John said, there's a video I'd recommend. It was a sketch. It was Hawkeye disappoints the Avengers. If you want to look that up on YouTube, we'll maybe link it if we remember. But literally, a part of it, Hawkeye fist bumps the Hulk and, like, breaks his hand.
I'll have to look that up. That sounds hilarious. What's it called?
I'll link it. It's called Hawkeye Disappoints the Avengers.
I'll have to check that out too.
It was so funny.
There's another upgrade here we've got. It's a 1-cost upgrade called Boundless Rage. It has condition and gamma traits. It's hero form only. Hulk gets +1 attack. And there's a forced response. After you change form, discard this card. And good night. You liked a 13 cost Hulk smash? How about a 14 damage? I said cost. A 13 damage Hulk smash? How about a 14 damage Hulk smash? Or how about a 15 if you use this one and combat training? Oh my gosh. 15 damage.
5 damage counterpunch?
Damage counterpunch. Good night.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm just going to talk about it. Toe to toe, which we're going to talk about in a sec. Oh, wait, you can't do it because they're different. Oh, forget it.
We'll get there.
Now,
but
go ahead, Sam.
If you think about it, you could play this card and play Hulk Smash if you have limitless strength in your hand. And then you could feasibly do that 14 on the same turn, yeah, and get the over. And then with that, with the card Carlos really loves when we get to it. That with Counterpunch and Hulk. You
can't mix it up because they're...
Yeah.
I think I want to use this at least 3 times to attack for it to be worth it.
Hmm.
At least. So Counterpunch definitely likes it. Maybe some Battle Fury.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Tenacity. If we're getting into 5 attack, Tenacity is becoming very worth it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Especially when almost all your hand is going to be physical. And then you have the whatever that one card is called, Enhanced Physique, and Yarnborn.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even think about Yarnborn to just now, but that relies on physical icons. I mean, Hulk honestly could probably take out Rhino in 2 turns, and that'd be it.
I think I like that it's one cost. I really like the one cost.
Yeah.
Don't forget that forced response, though. I think some people are going to forget that. Like, play this in banner form so that you're ready when you flip, and it's like, no.
Form only.
I wish this card was 0 cost just because of how his hand size is, and you can only use it when you're in Hulk form.
Nevertheless,
it's a solid card.
Oh,
this is a really good card. And if there's multiple of it, I mean...
I like how the obligation interacts with this card.
Oh, speaking of which, why don't we go ahead and get to that? That is Matt. Why don't you read his obligation, Inner Demons?
Okay. The obligation, Inner Demons. It has 3 boost icons, which is unusual for obligations. That's not the only thing that's special about this one. Give it to the Bruce Banner player. Change form, flip your identity. There is no choice here. You are flipping. Then, if you're Bruce Banner, discard 2 cards from your hand. Discard this obligation. If you're a Hulk, exhaust your hero. Discard this obligation. That's right, you're not removing this ever. It's going to keep coming at you, and this is the forced flipping mechanic that a lot of people speculated on.
So yes. Awesome. Yeah. This is honestly my favorite part about the encounter set that we know so far for Hulk. Like, this card is just brilliantly designed. I mean, you get negative effects on both sides. It doesn't go away. It has 3 boost icons, so if someone gets it as a boost, it's still a negative effect. It's such a cool card, and I really like that they went outside of the flip and exhaust to get rid of this from the game. Yeah. I really like this new design.
I really wish they didn't remove the other obligations, just because having them stick around is a lot more interesting than just, okay, I'm going to exhaust to get rid of it, it's gone now, and... It doesn't feel different for any of them.
Not just that. Like, the other obligations are a boon sometimes. Like, I play Ms. Marvel a lot, and it's like, flip to my Alter Ego side so I can draw a bunch of cards and flip back during my turn. I always felt like when I was getting the game explained last year at Gen Con, I for a moment thought that when, you know, the obligation gave you the chance to flip, it was because you couldn't flip back that turn. But it turns you can, so they feel very like easy to deal with. Unless you've been unlucky and you're exhausted or something, sometimes they can screw you over. But most of the time, you can react to them. This one is unreactable, and it always hurts you, and it fits in thematically. And if you're not drawing it, then you're putting 3 pips in, which is...
Mm-hmm.
Considerably different. Like, it's gonna like kill. You're gonna kill Ms. Marvel or an Iron Man without knowing with this card. Like,
I think the most interesting part is, despite like the picture is like Banner, but it's also Hulk's inner demon. Because what's that? Banner's the inner demon to Hulk because they're 2 people sharing a body.
Mm-hmm. I really hate the first one though. The if you're Bruce Banner, if you flip from Bruce Banner, because that means you flipped from Hulk. So that means you had 4 cards in your hand. And now you flip to Bruce Banner. You only have two cards in your hand now for your next turn.
Ooh.
That's awful. Like the other one, Hulk, I guess I can deal with being exhausted. Maybe I'll have Unstoppable Force in my hand. But you basically skip your turn. Honestly, if you flip to Bruce Banner and all of a sudden only have 2 cards in your hand.
Hulk's going to need some stuff to give him some card, extra cards.
Yeah.
Which we haven't seen his whole kit, so maybe he'll have some. We haven't seen everything yet.
Yeah.
Granted, with this effect, if you flip to Bruce Banner, you still have access to that draw card and then discard from your hand. So maybe you'll draw maybe like a 1-cost card, like this next card we're going to talk about. Flip back to Hulk. Get that. I mean, that's wouldn't be a bad play in general.
But yeah.
I really I don't know. I feel like this I like the obligations. lot of them make sense. Like with Peter Parker's eviction notice, you paid your rent, it's gone. Like maybe eventually you'll have to pay your rent again, but like how thematically, how long is the battle against the villain taking? Weeks?
Yeah.
But I do love the new design. Like this is a really cool example of what they could possibly do with this. And I think this is going to be a great card to target with Preemptive Strike.
Yeah. I mean, Hulk never gets rid of those inner demons. Like you can't get rid of him in the comics. He's always there. Except for that one time when they actually got separated, but I just finished that comic series.
That one time?
Yeah.
It's happened a bunch of times.
Oh. Well, I just read the most recent one where I'm not going to spoil it, but he goes to a certain person to get separated and we have a little island of Dr. Moreau happening cuz Bruce Banner turns evil. It was a good line.
I like that. Actually, this is a little off topic, but that kind of reminds me in Infinity War, the movie. If for those of you who've seen it, when he encounters the, oh my god, what, the ancient one, because this is in the
yes,
past.
Yeah.
In Endgame.
When he sends him to the astral form, he's Bruce Banner and not Professor Hulk, which I thought was a really cool thing that they did. Like he is Bruce Banner.
I think it would have been interesting if the Hulk was still there after he got knocked out. That would have been very interesting. Or if she knocked out the Hulk, and then we just have Banner.
Oh yeah.
Like if she knocked out and then two came out, like one was Hulk and one was Banner, that'd be
oh something. that would have been
that would have been cool.
That was my biggest missed opportunity in that movie. We never really got to see a resolution on Hulk and Banner together.
Yeah,
there's all a right. deleted scene in Infinity War that explained a little more of why he became Professor Hulk in Endgame.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Carlos, you've been waiting long enough. I know you're ready for this. Go ahead, buddy.
We're just stalling.
Okay, so I'm gonna read it. First of all, I wanna like go, listeners, go look at the art of this card. It's an amazing art.
Oh, I know exactly where that comic that art is from. I'm almost certain it's Infinity 6.
Say it again, Matt. You cut out for me.
It's Infinity issue 6 from a Hickman's run on Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Infinity number 6.
And the card is toe to toe. It's an event, aggression event. It's an attack, hero action, attack. Choose an enemy. That enemy attacks you. Deal 5 damage to that enemy.
And it costs 1.
It costs 5 for 1. I don't, like, this is the first thing that you got to think about this card. 1, most minions attack, you don't care. So if you need to kill a minion and you're going to take an attack from a minion, to deal with 5 damage and get rid of it, who cares? Like 1, 2, 3 damage, no big deal. Second of all, bad effects in card games, when you get to choose when they happen, are not always bad effects. Like if you played any other card game like Magic the Gathering or a bunch of other card games where you have like sacrifice mechanics, like cards have a cost, like you need to sacrifice a card, you need to kill something to be able to play it. That's like a bad thing. Where the card gets a little bit overpowered because you have to pay a bad cost to play it. But then there's a lot of cards that you can that get strong with that. So the thing about toe-to-toe, and if it play how it reads, where it's an attack, you choose the enemy attacks, and then you deal the 5 damage. So it doesn't matter. No, sorry, there's no dent. So it doesn't matter if the enemy has a dent or not. The enemy, you can just like the enemy can be stunned and not attack you, and you still deal the 5 damage. Or you can have another player defend for you, or you can jump black with an ally that you want dead because you need the space to play another ally, or you don't need it anymore, or whatever. Like, it's not a cost if you can find a way to take advantage of that attack. So not only you're dealing 5 damage per 1, but you have a number of ways where you can take advantage of that attack, making the card even better. This to me, and I know that I exaggerate sometimes, but this to me is going to be my favorite aggression card, even though I really wanted this card in protection. But I've thought about it, it would have been overpowering protection. So I'm fine that it's an aggression. That way, you can take Ms. Marvel, you can take Hulk, and then you can go first turn, you can go Ms. Marvel uses toe-to-toe, brings it back to hand, Hulk defends for her, you deal 5 damage to the enemy. Ms. Marvel uses toe-to-toe again. This time she takes the attack, well, she has to take it, and deal 5 damage. You dealt 10 damage to the villain first turn with only using about 4 cards. And if you set up a little, not even that. This is an amazing card, and at its downside, it's not a downside if you build around it.
Well, I have to comment on something. You said this could get around stun, and there's a reason why I don't think that is the case. So the first sentence, choose an enemy. That's straightforward. You do that, you resolve that. It's an enemy in play, you choose it. That enemy attacks you. Uh-huh. If they are stunned, the stun is a replacement effect for the attack. The attack never happened, which would mean that that ability never resolved, which also should mean that the next ability can't resolve because the second part didn't resolve. So that's why I think that if it's stunned, it won't. They may rule it otherwise. Either way, this card's great. Yep. But in Hulk, I really like this combo with You'll Pay for That, which we'll get into later when we do the Hulk review. You can play this, take the damage on the face, deal 5 damage, and then play that to remove threat equal to the damage you took.
That's what I mean. Like the attack is not a downside. Well built and well thought out for it, the attack is an upside on this.
I mean, you guys say this, but for context of this art in the comics, that's Thanos taking on Thor, Captain Marvel, Hulk, and Hyperion, who's basically Marvel Superman all at once, and he's winning. So sure, you can take a hit from him, but can you really take a hit from him?
We'll have to wait for the Thanos scenario to find out.
This card was the ultimate leak because it was in the rules reference.
Oh, it sure was, wasn't it? Oh, that's funny.
Not the full text, just the villain attacks you. No, just the first part of
it. Oh, it was. It was just the first part. Oh, look at that. Well, yeah. Guys, this is so much fun. Oh, I'm so excited for Hulk. I can't wait. I want it to be June already. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. I just can't wait to put someone, like, to have a group and just all of us play, like, the Avengers together. Like, play the, you know, get a 5-player game going to some of the core 5 Avengers, you know, and have Hulk and all those up here. Oh, it's going to be great. Awesome.
I wasn't sure on Hulk, but I'm so excited for him now. Like, just this physical focus. And, like, after Doctor Strange, she just feels a bit too gimmicky, but Hulk here just feels so boom.
Ain't nothing gimmicky about Hulk. He is here for one thing. He is here to smash. All right, well, I think that's gonna wrap up our hot takes here. Thanks for listening, everybody, and Matt, why don't you take us home?
Dick Celsior, onwards and upwards.